Scott, I think we have gotten a phone call. Do we have Denzel with us?
Hello, how you doing?
Congratulations on your decision.
Thank you, thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about how difficult this was and why you chose to get this over with now?
It was really difficult. There was some tough schools in there with Georgetown, Michigan, Oakland, Wisconsin. It was a lot of tough schools in there, so it was a really hard decision. But Michigan State, I just felt like that was a school for me. I just that was a school for me in my heart, you know. So I just went with my gut and chose Michigan State.
Was it inevitable that you would be a Spartan if you got an offer?
Kind of. I was kind of thinking that I kind of wanted to go to Michigan State, but I just wanted to see what everybody else had to offer.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you can say that.
You've grown up watching Michigan State. Certainly, you've got Michigan State bloodlines. How important was it for you that Tom Izzo chose not to go to the Cleveland Cavaliers?
It was really important, you know, because I really like the coaching staff. I really like Coach Izzo. I really love what he does to the program.
If he had gone to the NBA, is it possible that you could be committing to Georgetown or Michigan right now?
Yeah, it is possible. I really like what Coach Izzo does, so it is possible.
All right. I know he was very, very happy when you told him what you were going to do, and he is putting together an incredible class of recruits for not only 2011 but also 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know these guys? Do you know your future teammates?
I know Kenny Kaminsky just a little bit.
Right.
I really don't know him that much, but I played against him.
Okay. AAU ball.
Yeah, he played for Indiana Lee, and I played for the Mustangs. So.
Well, he's a great shooter, and he's going to give you a lot of assists.
Right. Exactly. I love playing with shooters, so that's going to be great.
Talk a little bit about your game and some of the comparisons that you have drawn, again, at a very, very early age. It may be premature to even talk about you in this company, but just in terms of your style of play, some people had said your vision, your court awareness is so unique, almost like a Jason Kidd.
I really have a good feel for the game. I think I'm a smart basketball player, you know. I like to use my smarts to get past people, get by people. And I'm a little athletic. I'm an underrated athlete. So I kind of use my athleticism, too, with my length.
6'5", correct?
Yeah, 6'5", guard. So.
Something tells me you might not be done growing.
No, I'll probably get to like 6'6", 6'7", by the time I start growing. But they say I'm a poor man's Magic Johnson. That's what Coach Izzo told me. Or then he said I kind of play like Regis Vasquez, you know.
Right, right. Yeah. From Maryland, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you as tall as your dad yet?
On a good day. Because he's 6'6", so on a good day I'm almost as tall as him.
Has he told you what a great passer he was?
He didn't tell me that. He just told me he had a good hook shot.
I'm teasing because the joke was that he didn't have a lot of assists, but he gave a lot of other people assists. He was one of the great back-to-the-basket 6'5 or 6'6 players in Big Ten history.
I know.
You know, he had that big rear end.
Right.
And he knew how to use it, and he was very, very clever around the basket. In fact, he used to drive bigger players crazy when he would hit these little jump hooks and these little shots that they want to swat into the seats, and they could never quite get to him. You know how that goes. You probably played some one-on-one with him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. My brother used to go at it a lot, though.
Yeah, yeah. None of your opponents are listening right now. So I want you to tell us how you would defend Denzel Valentine.
If I were me guarding me, I would.
Must be a tough choice, Scott. He can't figure out how to guard himself.
Because I like to be crafty, you know.
Uh huh.
I just probably just be. Just be settle until I make the move. And then when I make the move, that's when you move your feet. Because a lot of times people go for the dribbles.
Right.
So I just give people off the dribbles, the dribble move.
Right.
So if I was guarding me, I would just sit on that.
Someone else told me that it was very tough to stop you off the dribble, and you were so good when you would draw defenders and find the open man that they would tend to give you the outside shot until you could prove you'd hit it.
Right.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about what's coming up for Lansing Sexton. You have a lot of guys back from that team that went to the state finals.
Yeah.
And that probably wasn't your favorite day in Sexton basketball history, right?
No, not the state championship.
Yeah, the state championship.
No.
What did you learn from that experience?
Well, I just got the feel of being in the state championship. I got a feeling of the hype. I got a feeling of being in the Breslin Center. I just got a feel of just being in the state championship. So next year, if we get to the state championship, I'm just going to have that experience. So I'm just going to have that experience to win.
You went up against Ray McCallum Jr. on one of his best days. I'm sure you've seen Keith Appling play. What's it going to take in the next 2 years for us to be talking about Denzel Valentine and that company as a possible Mr. Basketball?
It's going to take a lot of work for me. I got to improve on a lot of things these next 2 years. I got to stay hungry. I hope that's my goal. I hope I can achieve it. No.
Denzel, what did you learn from your brother, Drew?
He's taught me pretty much everything. If my dad hasn't, I played against him a lot. He covers me up. He shows me how to get girls. he shows me how to dress. He shows me how to do everything.
All right. What did you learn from your dad?
Oh, just he put the basketball and football in my hands at an early age, so I learned pretty much everything. He's a whiz. So.
All right. Maybe most importantly, and never gets quite enough credit, moms never do, what did you learn from your mother, Kathy?
She's amazing. She sticks with me through everything, you know. She defends me through everything. She's my biggest fan. She's an amazing person. We've gone through so much. She's like one of the most amazing women I ever met in my life.
You're a very good student, correct?
Yeah.
What's your grade point average?
3.5.
Okay. Here's a guy who could have gone just about anywhere, Scott, and chose to get it over with early. Why not wait? Why not stick around? Or let's put it this way. If Michigan State had not offered you right away, would you have waited?
That's tough. Yeah, I probably would have waited because, you know.
You're not going anywhere for 2 years.
Michigan State was kind of my gut feeling that I wanted to go there. If they wouldn't have offered me, I would have sat out. I would probably waited a little bit longer because I'm not that familiar with any other colleges besides Michigan State because I've been around Michigan State my whole life pretty much.
Are you 16?
Yeah, I'm 16.
Okay. Scott, as we were talking about during the break, here's a guy who is taking his driver's training.
Yeah.
And he's really good at driving to the hole, but he can't drive a car yet. When do you get that taken care of?
Yeah, I'm actually here right now. I'm in the parking lot just waiting to go in. It starts at 7, so.
Yeah, well, we wish you a lot of luck with everything that happens for you this year, next year, and something tells me we're going to see the Sexton Big Reds back in Breslin Center, and
yes,
I don't mean for the Holiday Hoops Tournament. I'm talking about for state championship semifinals and finals. Denzel, congratulations. It's truly Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
You know, Scott, I got to tell you a quick story before we go to break. And the first time I remember seeing Denzel Valentine. And I was over at Boston Market in Okemos picking up some food. And Carlton was over there. And he had the guys with him. And something got messed up with the order. And it was a major mess up. They had people waiting for a half hour. I think it was 40 minutes. And you know how kids are at that point. The last thing they want to do in a holiday situation is sit there and wait to pick up a food order. And Carlton turned to both of them and gave them a little lecture, a little attitude adjustment, and said, this is a learning experience. You have to learn it. Everyone isn't going to wait on you. You're not always going to get what you want. You have to understand people make mistakes. I was incredibly impressed by what he said and the way those two guys reacted. And I'm not at all surprised that they've gone on to play college basketball. We'll be right back with more. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley. Ebling and you, 1320 WILS.